Today's caller seeks to brand himself as the posture guy. The posture guy. Kind of self-explanatory, right? Sounds catchy. How can he turn this memorable branding into a steady source of income? Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Now, this is exactly what we like to look at here on the podcast. You've got an idea. It is a pretty good idea. At least it sounds like it's memorable. But what do you do with it, right? And you know, and not just for him, but for others, perhaps you, how can you take a good idea and turn it into something that actually pays you money? That's the whole point, because ideas are everywhere. What matters most is execution. Now, there's no doubt that the right name does give you a strong head start. So I think our guy, as you know, he's the posture guy, right? I think our guy here is off to the right start. But let's see what we can do to help him, you know, move in the direction of not just having a good idea, but making some real money. Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Hey Chris, this is Roger, and I have a question about branding myself as that guy. I've heard of the points guy and the science guy, and there are probably some others like that. I'd like to be the posture guy. I work as a chiropractor, and the first thing I show new clients, and really anyone who will listen, is how to improve their posture. It makes a huge difference, especially for anyone who works at a desk for most of the day. How can I establish this brand for myself, and how can I ultimately make money from it? Thanks.
Hey Roger, thanks for the question. I think it's great branding, as mentioned, very catchy, very memorable. First though, make sure you are comfortable proceeding with the knowledge that several other people are already using this tagline. I just did a quick search on Google. I found Posture Guy Mike, Posture Guy Justin, Posture Guy Tim, who knows, maybe some others. Those were just in the first few results. That doesn't mean there's not room for Posture Guy Roger. Just know that if you're trying to become known, you know, especially through search engine results, you want people searching the posture guy, they may not find you at first. They may be a little bit confused. Now, if you do proceed, well, it's the same path really of any kind of, you know, become an expert and profit from it model. You need to build authority, you need to recruit a following, and then sooner or later provide services or products. You could also monetize a YouTube channel or podcast through advertising, which allows you to serve an audience without them paying for it directly. I love that model here with Side Hustle School. You know, everything we do is completely free to listeners. But whatever you do, you know, as you kind of build that authority, recruit the following, you want to begin making a connection between the brand and how it will be monetized. Don't put off thinking about monetization for too long. Good luck, Roger. I'm going to work on my posture. I'm actually sitting right now, but I'm going to stand up for a while. So thanks for the reminder. And listeners, if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what you're working on, what you're up to. I'll do my best to be helpful. Hey, thanks for listening. This is Chris Guillebeau with Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.